God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go live to Larry Vader, who he's in the Death Copter, high atop Mount Vernon, where we understand the celebrations for George Worthington's Wash Day are going on. Larry, are you out there? I don't hear the copter. Has it crashed? Have you landed?
I can't ever find...
Is there an issue? Do you have the is this a Tesla copter that we don't hear it?
Right. McFaddy, I'm here at Mount Vernon.
Yes,
I'm eating. That's really where I could have left this. I'm eating. Yes, just like you, I see.
Yes, what are you eating?
I'm eating some corn cobs and some with molasses and other things that President Worthington used here at Mount Vernon.
I noticed that you've gone all out with your powdered wig and your wooden teeth there.
Well, how else am I going to eat my corn cob? And
right.
I mean,
and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
It's my corn cob pipe. Oh wait, that is.
Oh, you're eating a corn cob pipe.
I am. You know.
Oh well.
This we are fat and.
All right. Well.
We are fat.
Well, anyway. Use the Death Copter to blow out the candles on the. Oh, never mind. He crashed.
Yeah, I crashed. Clearly, as diversity
as hires, did that skit.
Clearly, as diversity hires, this is going to get us fired now. Great. Thanks.
We're hired.
Oh, they haven't paid
big
us, but...
fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh,
what's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Gosh, well, I left my water downstairs. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 17th of February, 2025, in the toot toot, gotta go, year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVatry Barton. I'm one of your hosts, one of the two DEI hires, Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Oh,
even in
well, we know he's one of those hires.
Right,
can't
absolutely.
Spell.
Correct. And joining me today is the one who was hired because he's fat. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi,
Big Fatty. Y'all have not spoken to Big Fatty since last week's little show.
No, it's true.
Y'all, it's been a week. It has been a week.
Has it?
Now, I do want to send some congratulations to the new number one, number two, and number three fan. Or maybe it's condolences. I don't know. But either way, Laughing Buddha, it's always... Because, you know, he's really our number one fan here as well. So and by number one fan, I mean he's almost the only one we ever hear from.
By the way, he posted a picture of a lovely banana bread that I understand he's going to be sending to me as a gift out of thanks for the
Big Fatty. I pull those names.
Poodle, you're not part of this. I'm so sorry.
I know.
I'm so sorry.
She just heard cake.
Right. Anyway. Well, I mean, and you know, the Hat Arena makes a delicious sugar-free banana bread.
Does she?
She does, because Father Hat is not supposed to have things with added sugar. So it's not the sugar by DTs, but it's the liver. Liver or kidney? Liver. And so he's not supposed to have things with added sugar at all, if you can help it. And truthfully, none of us should be eating a lot of things with...
Save the liver! Don't throw it away.
But she has learned, that Hatterina has learned how to make a sugar-free, I mean, she uses sweeteners, whether it's Splenda or Truvia or one of those. But yeah, so she's learned how to make it up.
Did she say to him, "Hey, sugar," on Friday?
You know what? We didn't even acknowledge it was the VD whenever we spoke on Friday. So when I saw them on Tuesday or Wednesday and Thursday, we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay. Y'all, I was told, have I got a week to tell you about?
It's been a week. So, yeah, they did mention it then. But anyway, yeah. So, y'all, the Superb Owl.
Yes.
Didn't watch it. I turned it on for a minute, and it was just, y'all, it's so it's 45 minutes of football and 3.5 hours of commercials and nattering. And it is absolutely awful. And, you know, I also noticed when you mentioned, when you were talking about the Beagles winning, there's one of your fans who you did not... who you did not acknowledge was going to be happy, and that is Daddy Ron. Daddy Ron has season tickets.
I mentioned him.
You did not when you were talking about all the people, and you did not say Daddy Ron. And y'all, Daddy Ron is a big sports ball fan. Big fan.
Let's put it this way: we were texting.
Oh, okay.
So.
There you go. But Daddy Ron and all those people.
Well, you know. Perhaps Prevagen will help.
Perhaps. So y'all, I went to the.
Has it been a week?
It has been a week, y'all. During the Superb Owl last week, I went to the Aldi, which is what I'm going to do tonight as well. And y'all, when I tell you that there was not a vegetable to be had, y'all, there were potatoes and lemons. There were no bag solids. I think there was some celery down there. Yeah, I don't know. It was awful. So it was an interesting grocerarium shop. But y'all, the cashier walked past me because the line was long, and she walked past me and she says, "Come on over to number two. I'm opening it up just for you." And I said, "Well, thank you. Thank you, ma'am." Y'all, they love me.
Was her name Gladys?
No. I can't remember her name, and it's something like Michael, but it's not Michael. But it's a man's name. I want to say it's like Maurice. I don't know. Don't ask. She's absolutely lovely. And she cute as a little button. And she can't be more than 19 years old, and we just love her.
So she's hitting the senior citizens. Yeah, she's not a cougar. Well, yeah, the daddies, that's it.
Yeah,
daddy's girl.
Yeah.
So, well, you've been hit on by the gentleman in there too. So you know.
Oh, yeah, y'all. Texted. Did I ever talk about? I mean, I told the story, but did I ever give anyone the outcome of that? Because it's a Vader outcome.
No.
Texted Larry. Didn't reply. So anyway, which is fine.
Well, there you have it.
It was fine. Really, it sounded exhausting anyway. But yeah. So the big game and all, y'all got to work on Monday morning, and y'all, they were still drunk. They were still drunk on Monday.
Well, but aren't they usually drunk?
Well, there's that. And I'm pretty sure they were doing shots at like 9 a.m. And I was like, all right, well, y'all, you do you. But so anyway, y'all, busy week at the coal mine. It is, and I'll get to some of that in a minute. But y'all... I've known about this, and I don't think I mentioned it on the last little show. But before I get to that, what I did on Wednesday and Thursday, y'all, I want to send a special shout out.
Yes.
To, I just make sure I got this right, to Taste Like Burning. It's Tim.
Tim.
Tastes Like Burning. He sent us an e-letter, and he says, "Dear Larry, a new jalopy deserves a new sound. Dolly be with you, Tim. P.S. Hi, Big Fatty." And so Now, Harley and Casey.
Dolly be with you. Yeah. Okay.
Now, Harley and Casey, what Tim did was he took your sound and the jalopy sound and put them together so I didn't have to. So this is really Harley, Casey, and Tastes Like Burning Tim. So y'all, on Wednesday, y'all got up early, went to the coal mine. Y'all, I was trickle charging the damn car all week because of all the hoisting. Went to the coal mine, worked half a day. Oops. Went to the coal mine, worked half a day, and then got in the jalopy. Off to the Hatville I went. Y'all got there. It was the drive was absolutely awful. But got there, plugged the jalopy back in there because we like a free electron. And then went down, got the hats. Immediately got in the Hatmobile, and then. All the way back to Charleston. Y'all put them up at the Holiday Inn Express.
Oh.
Here by the Vader family compound, not by the villa. And y'all, we got back about 6 p.m. in the evening, and the hats. This traffic. Why is it so bad today? And I said, it's not really. It's just 6 o'clock. Well, but it's 6 o'clock. Yeah, it gets better about 7:30, 8 o'clock these days. Oh, I could not live here. So got them in their motel, went and got some dinner, brought it back. We had some dinner. Y'all.
Did you have pizza pie?
We did not. We had Panera. Because it's right around the corner.
It's bread.
Right. Well, they had salads. I had one of their new bagel sandwiches. Y'all, it was delicious. Had that. And, you know, I snuck the father had a cookie. You know, a little bit.
Even though he's not supposed to have sugar.
Right. And so, y'all, they were exhausted. I can't imagine why. Riding in the car is exhausting.
Ooh.
So,
for 2 hours.
Right. So, got them all situated. Y'all, I got home about 9 o'clock on Wednesday night. And, y'all, when I tell you, I got in, I mean, I was out. I was out.
But Bone weary.
Don't worry. Got up at 5:30. I got up at 6. Got dressed, got in their jalopy, picked them up, and y'all, we had to be at the Medical University of South Kakalaki about 8 o'clock, 8:30.
That's 8 a.m. in the morning, right?
Uh-huh. And I kept telling the Hatterina, don't plan this for first thing in the morning, because the Medical University is just, it's right in the middle of the horrible traffic. Horrible.
Yes.
And so she planned it for first thing in the morning. And,
of course.
Y'all, we got there, got him all checked in. Y'all, he had to have a procedure. And the procedure went really well. It was a new anesthetist. It's easy for me to say, huh?
Yes. Right.
And she was lovely. And she was joking with me. And then
she was the sleep doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. But y'all, I don't know why. But y'all, they must have given him enough anesthesia to last 6 hours. Y'all.
Oh.
And she said, well, I had to give him a little extra. Why? Anyway, I'd already told her. I was like, he's very susceptible to the anesthesia. So it doesn't take much. Trust me, he wants to be asleep. He would like a nap right now. This is time for nap. Like, you don't need much. So, y'all, it took us 45 minutes to get him fully awake enough to, you know, be safe for him to get dressed and get him back to the car. Got in their jalopy, drove back to Hatville, and y'all, this is where it all started falling apart.
Uh-oh.
We're coming up to the Columbia, and he says, Father Hat says, you know, I would really like a Rush's hamburger. And I...
What?
A Rush's hamburger. Rush's is a hamburger chain in Columbia. Y'all, it is quite honestly delicious. It's old-timey hamburgers. Their chili cheeseburger is delicious. But all their food is good. But I said, okay, it's 12:30. Y'all, we were making good time. I said, it's 12:30. It's on Harbison Boulevard. And if you are not Drusilla Bonnie, y'all, it couldn't have been a more trafficy part. You know what I'm saying? Like part of Harbison of Columbia. At lunchtime on a Thursday, and I said, I think that's a bad idea. You can't go in and eat, and if we get it, it'll be 30 minutes before you get home with it. It'll be ice cold. Like, I don't think you want that, but, you know, maybe we'll go sometime when you can go in and sit down and eat. And so he complained, but y'all, then he fell asleep, so I thought we were home free. So he wakes up about 15, 20 minutes later as we're just about to get off the interstate. And y'all, he was pissed that we had not stopped to get the hamburger.
That is a snake.
And I thought he was just kidding at first, but no, he was. Y'all, we had to do the old, if you, and they can't hear because it's an SUV. And
what?
So they're yelling at each other. Y'all, it's pouring down rain this whole time. Pouring down sideways rain. And I'm getting more and more frustrated. And so I finally said, I am going to pull this Chevrolet Red over. Mm-hmm. And I will get out and walk and leave you two to figure out how to get home, because I have had about enough. My car will come get me. I've had about mm-hmm. enough. And so that shut them up. So they insisted we stop at their exit and get the Wendy's. And I said, well, the doctor said to not like eat much heavy, you know. Are you sure Wendy's is the right choice? Like, you can get a salad at the Subway that's there, or, you know, I'm sure you have things at home like soup, because the old people have soup.
Oh,
but y'all,
yes.
He just had to have Wendy's. So we stop and get him the Wendy's.
Did he get a Baconator?
He got a Junior Baconator, yes. Because they were that's how this story goes.
It was
south.
A coupon.
It was 2 for $5. So we got two. And I said, I don't think, you know, whatever, but no one listens to me. So get them home. We sit down. We have a little snicker snack. And y'all, I said, all right.
Oh, excuse me. I felt like I was part of that meal. I just.
Yeah. Yeah. So I said, all right, I got to go. So got in the jalopy. And y'all got back to the Charleston's about 4:30.
P.M. in the afternoon.
P.M. in the afternoon.
Right.
When I tell you that jalopy stopped for no one, I mean it. Y'all, it stopped for no one.
Not a soul.
With the electrical vehicles, it's not good to drive them super fast, because the faster you go, the more energy you use. It's disproportionate.
Right.
Or it's exponential. So, like, you typically...
Energy, you are profound.
Y'all, I'm not a fast driver anyway, because truthfully...
You make the world go round and round.
Driving 71, 72, and a 70 versus 76, it's not going to save you all that much time. The trick on a short trip, y'all, the trick is you just don't stop. You just drive straight through, as the old people like to do. Anyway, y'all got home, texted them. Oh, you must have flown. Well, that's how we do. So, y'all, exhausted, was in bed at 9. But there's no rest for the weary. So
no.
had a big meeting on Friday, and then y'all. Back in the jalopy, because I had somewhere to be. And do you know where that was?
Was it the Pulse Ultra Club?
Correct. Okay. Y'all had plans. All fine. Y'all discovered that the Scarlet Roof Resort and Conference Center has a 20-amp outlet on a light pole. And so, you know what that means.
Free charging.
Yep. So, I usually supercharge when I go up there, which I don't mind paying for, but it's out of the way most of the reason. I don't want to mess with it. Also, you know, it's not great for the car to do that if you don't have to. And it's really crowded at that supercharger. So, y'all, I was all excited. So, left this morning with 100% charge, which is good.
Ooh.
Because got back in the jalopy to drive home. And y'all, let me just say this. As we record this, it's 70 degrees and lovely.
Mm-hmm.
But when I left the Dirty Myrtle this morning at 9:30 a.m. in the morning,
y'all,
it wasn't raining. It did rain some on me. It had rained here when I got here. I timed it specifically to avoid the rain. Y'all was up early because I was in bed at 11:30. I obviously had a good time at the Pulse Ultra Club. But y'all, the wind was blowing steady 15 miles an hour and gusting to 45. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, it was hard to keep the car on the road. It was, and I'm not just saying like, because I've driven in the wind plenty. Y'all, it was a fight. And I was like, what am I doing? Of course, I get back here. I've eaten. I've done all my things. I'm about to do laundry. Y'all, it's sunny. I could have, if I had just hung out and had lunch, I could have just driven back in the beautiful sunshine. But whatever. But while I was there, y'all, talked to, we'll call him Ken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. About the big horror weekend coming up, which Big Fatty and I will be attending.
Oh, you are going to go.
I am going to go, but I was all excited. And one of the organizers was sitting next to me at the bar. Y'all, when I got there, there were 10 people there on a Saturday night. It was slim pickings last night. Don't worry. The New Jersey drag queen plopped down next to me and told me her life story. But she was fine. But... y'all, they had convinced me to book a room at the Bermuda Sands or something like that. Y'all, it truly looks like a Roadway Inn from 1986. And they admit it. I was like, are the pictures that you guys posted representative of the rooms? Because it really doesn't look clean. And they're like, no, it's not that bad. So they showed me some photos. It's fine. So I was like, all right, I'll just call and make the reservations tomorrow. And they were saying they'd gotten a few floors, you know, reserved for just attendees of the horror event and blah, blah, blah. And I priced out the Ubers while I was sitting there. I was like, oh, this will be good. I can see how much it'll cost to Uber, you know, back and forth. Because if it's a $30 Uber each way, sorry, that ain't happening. And, you know, I'm not going to drive after I've had the multiple beverages. And they are kind of beverage, no beverage there. But y'all, it was a $6, $7 Uber. So no big deal. Chris will be there. I spoke to him about that. Texted with him. Didn't speak to him. And so, you know, he'll drive. I'll just ride in the bed of his pick-em-up truck.
Right.
That's how we do things. It's 2.5 miles. It's fine. But anyway, so did that. And then I got home today. I was going through some e-letters and things and realized I cannot go for the weekend. I'm going to go up on Saturday, but I can't take Friday off work, which doesn't mean I can't go, but it means I would get there at like, I don't know, 7:30, 8 o'clock. Well, it'd be dark. Would you drive up Highway 17 in the dark?
Actually, you're right. It would be dark.
Yeah.
The time change doesn't come until Saturday night.
Yeah. I don't mind driving in Myrtle Beach in the dark. But y'all, the no man's land between Mount Pleasant and Georgetown, there's no cell service. There's nothing. It's 33 miles of nothing through the National Forest. So not so sure I want to do that, but we'll see. We'll see. Truthfully. So I don't know, but, definitely go up on Saturday and see, Big Fatty and his horror friends. Cause let's face it, that's all that'll be there. And, but y'all, they've sold 30 rooms. Well, my favorite part was, we'll call him Ken, and one of the organizers, who I don't know his name, he's a nice guy, was like, I don't think the people will quite be what you're used to, maybe what you would enjoy. And I said, yeah, I know some who are coming. I would agree with that. I said, but, you know, and they're like, well, you know, you don't have to get in the sling. I was like, yeah, that's a given. If Big Fatty and his horror friends were there, well, Yeah, we'll not be doing that. So either way, but I said, look, I'll pop up. You know, I was like, I like to make an appearance. So we'll make an appearance and see. Oh, Chris, really, that's why I'm going. And, you know, I mean, I know a lot of those people don't want to see them, but know them. So, yeah. So that's the plan. So, yeah, got a little deadline on Friday that I can't guarantee that I will have met on Thursday. Put it that way.
This coming Friday?
No, the Friday of that. Okay. Like that is my little project deadline with the printers. So so you know how that goes. I don't think I want to take that chance. But anyway.
Well, nothing's ever on time.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone, it's that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of people born on this day, and I have to tell you if they're dead or alive, which I just have to guess at sometimes.
Yeah.
But then, since it's Big Fatty-isms, none of you are going to know who they are, so I have to tell you.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's a service to the listeners.
It is. Anyway. All three of them.
Marianne Mobley.
Marianne Mobley is dead as a doornail. Y'all, boy, we're throwing it back here. Y'all, she was on the Petticoat Junction.
Marianne Mobley is indeed dead. She was an American model and actress. She was Miss America 1959, was on Different Strokes. But most importantly, she was married to Gary Collins.
Uh-huh.
So how about that?
How about that?
All right. Barry Humphries.
Barry Humphries. Y'all, Barry Humphries is, I think he's still alive. And y'all, Barry Humphries was the animator, one of the two animators who drew the Smokey the Bear.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Barry Humphries died in 2023. Oh. You probably know him best as Dame Edna Everidge.
Dame Edna. I didn't know he had died. That's sad. All right.
Yep. Rowdy Gaines.
Ooh, this is an appropriate day as we're recording that for
yes.
Yeah, Rowdy Gaines is dead, y'all. He was a NASCAR driver, and he won that Daytona 500 many a times.
Yes. Rowdy Gaines is alive, and he was an American swimmer and won all kinds of gold medals, and he was a broadcaster for NBC, the NBC television network.
Oh.
All right, let's see what we have here. Hal Holbrook.
Ooh, Hal Holbrook is dead? As far as I know. Y'all, he was a TV producer. And he produced a lot of those 80s comedies and things for all those
Hal
years.
Holbrook, Hal Holbrook is indeed dead. He was an American stage and screen and Tony and Emmy award-winning actor. He was in All the President's Men, and he oftentimes portrayed Mark Twain. Do we have time for one last
one?
You've
got 10 seconds. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just see what we got here. let's just see. Where is it?
Well, always prepared.
I've got it. Aaron Ward.
Aaron Ward. Aaron Ward is alive, and y'all, Aaron Ward was the inventor of the X-ray.
Yes, Aaron Ward, dead as a doornail. You probably would know him better from his middle name, Montgomery. Adam Montgomery Ward was an American retailer. Started Montgomery Ward.
How about that? Y'all, I thought Montgomery was a person and Ward was a person. How about that?
They are. It's just the same person. So, anyway, you know, Montgomery Ward, you know, was kind of an old-fashioned clothier, if you will.
There was one right by where the villa is.
Right. But, you know, it's really no Ross is Dressed for Less.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
How could it be, though? How could it be?
Well, it's true. They did not have an enormous section.
They totally had an enormous section. You know, you're
probably
shot there.
Probably so.